Hi, it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor. Glad we're together again this week. I borrowed some things from my neighbors, the Browns. You know, the people who have the marionette place? I want to show them to you out in the kitchen. See if you know what story they're planning to do with their marionettes. By my showing you what I borrowed from them. Some straw. Some twigs. And some bricks. Can you imagine what story they might be doing with the straw, the twigs, and the bricks? It's about three pigs that build their house with straw, twigs, and bricks. The first pig builds his house with straw, and you know, the wolf comes along and says, I'll huff and puff and I'll blow your house down. He goes, and there goes the straw house. The second pig, builds his house with twigs, and the wolf comes along, huffs and puffs, and down go the twigs. The third pig builds his house with bricks, and the wolf comes along and huffs and puffs, and he cannot blow the brick house down. Do you know that story of the three little pigs? My mother used to read that story to me, and she told me that nobody could blow a house down. No, you just can't do it. And anyway, real pigs don't build houses, do they? Things that happen to you make good stories. Did your parents ever tell you about the kinds of things you said when you were just learning to talk? Or did they ever tell you what you did the first time they left you with your grandparents or a babysitter? Lots of stories in everybody's life. Everybody has a history. Sure. Everybody has a history. Everybody has a name. Everybody has a story. No one's story's exactly the same as anyone else's. You see, in the beginning, you were born a baby, and then you grew, and you grew, and you grew, and you grew, and you grew. And now you can do what a baby couldn't do. Your story is your history. Everybody has a history. Everybody has a name. Everybody has a story. No one's story is exactly the same as anyone else's. Because you see, in the beginning, I was born a baby, and then I grew, and I grew, and I grew, and I grew, and I grew. And now I can do what a baby couldn't do. My story is my history. My story is my history. So many stories in the world. So many histories. They even sound alike, don't they? Story. History. I'm going to put this straw back in here. I want to take you over and have you see some of the things that the Browns have been working on for their marionette show of the Three Little Pigs. I was over there on the weekend and saw the house that they had built out of straw. I want to see what they've done with the house with twigs and the bricks, of course. Mm-hmm. Will you come with me to the Browns marionette place? Just down the street. And now I can do what a baby couldn't do. My story is my history. Hey, look, they have bricks right on their house. You can see. Their house is made of bricks. And there's some down here. Right outside their house. See the bricks there? They go that way, and these go this way. Let's go into the Browns, see what's going on with them and the Three Little Pigs.
Are you going to be able to get through that door?
Hello, friends.
Hi.
Hi, Fred.
Thank you for the bricks and the sticks and the straw.
Oh, well, they were just set dressing. We really didn't need them. Well,
things are looking good here.
Oh, well, we have so many things to do at the last minute,
though. Who's this behind the door?
That's Franklin.
Hello, Franklin. Oh, he's great. Well, I'm sure there are lots of things at the last minute.
You've seen the straw house,
yes,
haven't you?
I haven't seen the twig house.
No, but you haven't seen this one. And where's Quigley? Quigley? There he is.
Hello, Quigley Pig.
Hi, Mr. Rogers.
Hi. You have the straw house, don't you? Where's your brother with the twig house?
There he is. There's Butch.
Hello, Mr. Rogers.
Hello, Butch.
You like my house?
Sure do. In fact, I'd like to look in that one over there.
Sure, go ahead.
I haven't seen it with anything in. Just press it open like
that. Press it open.
Yeah. Oh, there's a chair. How about sitting on the chair, Quigley? Could you? Help you up? That's fine. He just sits and waves his foot. Do you think that we could show my friend how this house comes apart?
I think so. Would you like to meet the wolf?
Oh, yes. Where is the wolf?
He's right behind you.
Hi, Wolf. She's a great wolf.
That's Wait, Paul.
Hi, Paul. Wait till I close this door. Will you help me, Wolf? I want to show my friends how this house comes apart. You know, this is one of the houses in the Three Pigs story that the wolf goes huff and puff and blows it in. And I'd just like you to see how that happens, because it just all comes apart. I'll sit back like this. Would you help us do it? Okay. Wolf, would you huff and puff and blow this house in for us? Okay. That'll go. Oh, I like that. You see? See how this is, these pieces are all attached to strings, and the strings are the same color as the back, so you don't see them. It just goes, whoop, like, could we put the house together again?
Sure, Bob, would you go down there and see if we can assemble that?
See if I could help you here. Hi, Bob.
Hi.
Does this go in here?
Yeah, you see all the little pegs
yes.
in the holes, so it all just fits together. There we go.
All right.
If it all sort of goes level, all at once.
Here, I'll hold it.
Okay. And the side wall's the same thing.
When I was little and I saw, one time I saw the three pigs and the house just went like that, it really frightened me at first.
Really?
I was glad to see how this would...
Okay, and then one hook...
...gets back together.
Would you like to put on the roof?
Yeah. How do you do that? Oh, this is it, huh?
There's some little hooks in there that just fit right on top.
Oh, look at those. Those look like hangers, are they? Clothes hangers.
No, the coat hangers.
Yeah, they just fit right over the top wall.
That's clever. so that when you pull this string, that's what that does. Let me try just pulling that once a minute, huh? So that it just comes off like that. Wanna hold it?
Well, see, the puppets can't really do any of these things themselves.
So you know, all the strings
can't really,
have to...
really blow the house down.
Yeah.
So we have to have the strings attached to make it.
Let's do
come
it together,
apart.
Okay? Let's all do it together. Blow three times, and then will you pull it up then? Okay. We'll huff and puff three times, Wolf. Yes. I'd like to see how this one does it, too.
Yeah, you haven't
Thank
even
you very
seen
much.
This one, have you?
No.
I know. Why don't you take this one apart?
How can I?
Well, you see the string that's right down there. Do you see it? Whoops.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Is that all
right,
you
now,
need?
The other one fell. Well, it didn't fall. It went straight up.
Yeah.
This one is going to fall flat.
I see.
So this time you have to step back so that you don't get hit by a flying house.
All right, Bob. Okay, let's do this one together. I wondered how you'd make that come apart. That is really clever. That helps me. Does that help you to see how those houses come apart like that?
But one nice thing is that we don't boil the wolf at the end.
Oh, what does happen to the
well,
wolf?
He just goes on back to his own house, and he never bothers the three pigs again.
Oh, great.
Will you and your friend come over tomorrow when we actually do the show?
We'd like to.
Great.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
We'll look forward to seeing you.
Also, before you go, we thought you might like to see something special.
What?
This is my dancing stick puppet.
Oh.
Dancing stick. Oh, that is pretty. Come up here.
That's just one string. Would you like to try it?
I would.
Very simple.
You're very good at that.
That is a very nice idea for a marionette.
Well, you may keep that if you wish.
One twig and one string. Thank you very much. Have a good day. And
bye-bye.
It'll go well for you.
Oh, thank
bye-bye.
You. Okay, bye-bye.
Nice. So much you can do. Audrey cleans everything.
Well, Fred Rogers, how are you?
Great, how are you?
Oh, fine.
Look at the dancing stick.
Oh.
Just found it here. Bob Brown gave it to me.
It's lovely, but what do you do with it?
Well, you just pull the string and it does all kinds of different... Look.
Kind of interesting looking.
Yeah, try it. Here, I'll hold your duster here.
Oh, that's kind of fun. However, I have an awful lot of work to do today, so I think I better be on my way.
Oh, okay.
I have one house over in the east side that the kitchen needs painted so badly, and some of my crew are working on that right now. Then I'm on my way to supervise a job in the next block.
Boy, you are a busy businesswoman.
Oh, indeed I am, and I love every minute of it.
I'm
well,
glad.
Well, it's lovely seeing you.
Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Goodbye, Audrey.
Bye.
She is a busy woman. To keep this away from your eyes, you know. Down here is where you make it work. Come on in. Make your own marionette. That's like making up a story, making your own toys. Let's get the trolley. Try something here. The trolley with the stick on. Oh, look how the trolley goes back. It goes boop, 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 jumped back like that. I have friends who say to me, oh, boy, I like that trolley. What's the exact size? Well, you can tell the size of the trolley It's about as long as from the end of my finger over to my elbow, like that. Get it back on here just right. Yeah, see if it works still. That's fine. Why don't we make up a story and make believe about a stick and Miss Polificate. She could be in our make-believe today. You know, her name is Audrey, too. Mm-hmm. And who else? Purple Panda. Those three things for our make-believe now. All right, ready for some make-believe? Okay, to the neighborhood of make-believe.
Come on, that's the way. Come on. Oh, hi, trolley. Come on. Oh, that's good. Now I'm going to do it again. Now, fetch the stick. That's the way, Pam. That's exactly right. That's very good. That's known as fetching the stick.
That is known as fetching the stick.
To fetch means to go and get it and bring it back.
To fetch means to go and get it and bring it back.
Oh, you certainly are a fast learner, Pan. That's the king coming.
Miss Polificate and Purple Panda, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
Will you please fetch your worldwide telephone directory, Miss Polificate?
You see, he used the word too.
What are you saying?
Nothing, sire. I was just saying that you used the word fetch, too.
What's so strange about that?
Well, nothing really, except that you see, Pan had never heard that word before. Oh. Well, if you'll excuse me, I'll fetch the worldwide telephone directory.
So you've never heard the word fetch before?
I have not heard that word before today.
Didn't you ever fetch anything on Planet Purple?
No.
Why not?
No one ever told me to.
No one ever told you
well,
to.
Well, here's the worldwide telephone directory, sire.
Exactly what I wanted, Miss P. Now, find the number for Iamco Inc.
Certainly, sire. Iamco Inc.
Yes, that's the airplane company I want to call.
I see.
Iamco Inc.
Iamco Inc. Iamco Inc. Here it is, sire.
Oh, yes, that's it. Now, you get them on the phone for me, will you please?
Are you going to fetch Iamco Inc.?
No, I'm going to get them on the telephone. And why don't you fetch the stick while we're busy with the telephone call?
Excellent fetching practice. Purple Panda.
International operator, please. I'd like to place a call to Iamco Inc. It's for His Majesty King Friday the 13th.
So soon?
International service is really great, sire.
Especially when they know it's for me. Hello? Iamco Inc.? Yes, this is the king. Good. I want to buy an airplane. Very well. As quickly as you can. Farewell and goodbye. That's the way to buy an airplane.
You're going to buy an airplane, sire?
Of course.
Boy, you really are a swinger.
Swinger? I beg your pardon?
I mean, you're really something else. I mean, it's fun working for you.
Oh, naturally.
Hen. Wait till you see what the king has bought.
Shall I fetch it?
No, it's something we can all ride in.
Like a trolley.
Only higher.
So we can pretend that King Friday's going to get an airplane from Iamco Inc. Iamco Inc. How could we make an airplane out of this stick?
Ba-da. Let me see. Fold this paper. Should be all right. And just wind the string around the paper. There's a stick plane. An airplane made out of a stick and a piece of paper. When an airplane comes in for a landing, goes along the runway, you know, at an airport, now what's the building called that it goes to? Sort of like a garage when it wants to go for either repairs or stay for the night or something. It's a hangar. It's called a hangar. I'll just build one. There's some blocks. Let me see, how could we make a hangar? Has to be wide enough for the airplane to fit in. There, that's good enough. Now we can pretend there's a roof on there. And that can be part of the runway. Or maybe that'll just be the place inside that has all the equipment and everything on it for repairs. Okay, we're flying around. We come in for a landing. Have to make the hangar wider to get it in. Oh, there's a lot you can do with pretending. Pretending you're a pilot or a princess. Pretending you're a doctor or a king. Pretending you're a mother or a father. By pretending you can be most anything you want to think about. By pretending, pretending. You can try out many things by pretending. Your own makeup play can be different every day, but it's your work. It's important to pretend. Pretending. You can try out life by pretending. You can even say you're a baby today by pretending. Pretending. That reminds me of a film in which you can look for Mr. Rogers in an airplane. Yeah. Just look for that part. It starts out with a carousel going round and round and round. Yeah. But look for the place and just call out Mr. Rogers whenever you see it. Okay? Here's the film on Picture Picture. it's a pretending kind of film, isn't it? Did you see it? Did you see my picture in that airplane with the other people there? Well, I must clean up my block hangar here and get ready to think about tomorrow. Yep. We've had a good visit today. Thought about lots of things, and we did lots of things. And we'll do more tomorrow, you and I together. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy today. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling, you know, that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. I like you just the way you are. I'll be back tomorrow.
This television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is PBS.